Hello, people of God. How are you doing? Welcome to another episode of the Baby Girl of God podcast, where we navigate through life, health, faith, and everything in between. I am Deborah Bridge, your host, and I am excited to be here with you again. I hope you're still praying and reading your Bible every day. Welcome to this episode. Someone once asked Charles Spurgeon, I believe, which is better between praying and reading your Bible. Then he asked the person, which is more important between breathing in and breathing out? The answer is that breathing involves both, and so none is more important than the other. So spiritual growth. There are a lot of ways to define spiritual growth, but I'll define spiritual growth as your ability to understand the gospel and allow that knowledge influence every area of your life in extending grace both to yourself and to other people around you. I'll also say it's becoming more like Christ and reflecting his character, his values, everything about him. There's a lot of ways to define spiritual growth, and I can go on, but now let's get to the topic. Spiritual growth is not rocket science. It is not complicated stuff that is limited to certain people. It is accessible to everybody, and in fact this is God's will. And a call to follow Jesus is a call to grow in him. It's a call to spiritual growth. So God does not have to, as it were, make another call to you. If you are a child of God, if you believe the gospel, if you believe the good news of Christ, that is all that you need to grow spiritually. You don't need another special call, as it were, to grow spiritually. It is not as though you reach some level and then you start growing spiritually. Physical growth happens as a result of our input. You eat, you know, you take care of your body, and then your body grows. When someone is not well fed, we say that they are malnutrited, and it affects their growth. So when it comes to spiritual growth, there is a way you are meant to feed that would help you grow. So spiritual growth, in as much as it is expected for everybody, will not just fall on your laps because you now believe Jesus. It demands that you are consistent in learning. That is how you grow. And so what are the tools necessary for spiritual growth, as it were, now that we have established that, you know, there are things necessary for spiritual growth? Like we have spoken about in previous episode, first is the understanding of the gospel. You cannot even start the journey of being a follower of Christ or a disciple of Christ without understanding and believing the gospel. But then after that, we spoke about prayer, we've spoken about reading your Bible every day and Bible study. Then there is belonging to a local assembly, which can help your growth. All of this is the work of the Holy Spirit. And so spiritual growth is also you working with the Holy Spirit to see his will done in your life. Christ accepts you the way you are, but it does not leave you the way you are. It's a love that has the power to transform you. Spiritual growth is transformation. You cannot continually and consistently maintain a relationship with God and not be changed and transformed to be like him. The more you understand the love that you have first of all received, the more you are able to give that love to others, the more it just transforms your mindset, your view of people, your abilities to relate with people. Everything about you changes. You know how we talk about the power of relationship with other people and how that your friends largely impact who you are and who you become. That is the way your relationship and friendship with God will also largely influence who you are and who you become. Just like your friends rub off on you after a while, God too can rub off on you in that sense when you continually devote time to prayer, to study, to fellowshipping with believers. It is a continuous journey of growth. It's a continuous journey of communicating with God, reading his word, understanding it, seeing his expectation for you, and trusting his spirit to help you work in what God wants you to do. The Bible also makes reference to the fruit of the Spirit, which are character traits that the Holy Spirit works in you through his word, through study, through fellowshipping with believers. Just as you apply yourself to growth, all of these things will become evident in your life. The Bible talks about love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, gentleness, goodness, self-control, faith. There is so much that God can and wants to do in you. So that is the end of growth. That is the end of Bible study. That is the end of prayer. That is the end to everything that you do. It is to grow in Him, to be like Him, to be able to effectively represent Him, because by believing in Him, He also makes you a representative of Him to your world. And you cannot effectively represent somebody that you are not like, someone that you don't share the same values with, someone that you don't really know. So if you want to really grow, these things are important. These things cannot be overemphasized. It is a continuous journey, and the God that is calling us to be like Him is a God that is perfect in all His ways. And so spiritual growth is a journey into perfection, and so it never ends. When it comes to spiritual growth, there are no boundaries. There is no place that you get to that you cannot do more. You don't become so loving that there is nothing else about love that you need to grow in. It is a continuous work. It is a continuous dying to self, dying to everything that wants to go against what God wants for you. It is continuous obeying the Spirit, listening to the Holy Spirit, and obeying Him even when it is not necessarily the easiest thing. If the God that loves you also loves the world, then He wants them to also know about the love He has. And it is then an act of love in itself for you to grow spiritually, because as you grow spiritually, you are more able to represent the God that loves the world to the world around you. Then spiritual growth also involves you embracing the identity that God has bestowed upon you. When you grow spiritually, it affects all that you do. But spiritual growth is not only in the doing, it is also in the becoming. Receiving the love of God and the gospel and the good news that Jesus offers to us configures an identity on us that we need to actively and consciously embrace. And it's not something that you just do once and then it's done. It is a continuous action embracing the identity that God has now bestowed on you. You see in his word what He calls you, who He has made you to be, and then you pray about it. And being humans, we need to be reminded over and over and over and over again that we are really who God says that we are. Another thing about spiritual growth is that you're not in competition with anybody. You are trying to become like Christ, not become better than someone else. So you cannot become like Christ with a wrong motive. It will not happen, because becoming like Christ involves having the right motive, first of all. And why spiritual growth comes by giving yourself to devotion and spiritual disciplines like prayer, reading the Bible, and other things that we have spoken about. Those things in themselves are not a mark of spiritual growth. So it is possible that you read your Bible and you are not growing. It is possible that you pray and you're not growing. And that is why it is important to have it in mind that the end of what you are doing is spiritual growth, is becoming like Jesus. If not, you will just do those things to tick a list and just get it off your neck and not feel guilty, without actually interacting with the Spirit of God that is able to bring the change. So I hope that as you go about your spiritual disciplines today and every day, you remember that there is an end in mind, and that end is becoming like Christ, extending the grace that you have received to others around you, extending the love that you have received to others around you, and representing Jesus well. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Wicked Old God Podcast. I hope that you learned it in not so, and you're planning to execute it in the coming days and weeks. Have a productive day, a productive week, a productive month, a productive year, and a productive life. Peace and joy.